Thank you. It is a real joy, a blessing, a privilege, and an honor to be able to be here another Sunday morning. We're thankful the Lord loving us and having mercy upon us and saving us from hell and giving us the precious gift of eternal life. Everybody's been born again, not of a corrupt seed, but an incorruptible seed by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever, has everlasting life. God doesn't have any 30, 60, or 90-day plans. He said, my sheep have eternal life. We're not hoping to have. We already have. When you pass from death unto life, you get born again. God gives you love for the brethren, for the blessed book, and for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. The Bible said, thy word is very pure, and therefore thy servant loveth it. We love the brethren. We love everything that God is and God represents, a representative of God. We love one another, and we love God because he first loved us and gave himself for us and died an awful death at Calvary. He that knew no sin became sin for you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now, if you expect to get to heaven, you'll have to exceed your righteousness, that's the flesh I'm talking about, for your righteousness in your flesh is as filthy rags in the sight of God Almighty. The shape of iniquity and born in sin. You have a sinful, shameful, depraved, Adamic nature, beloved. And if you get your just reward, you'll wind up going to hell. Jesus was delivered for offenses and raised again for our justification. If you get justified, if you get just in the sight of God Almighty, it'll simply be through the blood of his cross. Outside the shedding of his blood, there's no remission, no forgiveness of sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. Thank God for that. And when you get saved, he puts your sins in his sea of forgiveness, never to be brought to his remembrance anymore. Forgiven and forgotten under the blood. Thank God, and the blood cleanses us from all our sins. We have a sinful nature, depraved nature, in this wretched, rotten flesh. The sins of my past, everything I ever done before I got saved, is forgiven and forgotten. Thank God for that. Now I'll give an account for the things that I do, the deeds of the body, whether good or bad. It said, when we, that's the Christian, the believers, the born again, the church, when we stand before him, Paul said, for we, talking about himself and writing an epistle to the church there, must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account for the deeds done in the body, whether they be good or bad. He said, therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Beloved, not picnic, but payday when you get home. Now, you're not going to heaven because you've been some type of miraculous soul winner, or you've been some type of supernatural person. That's not so. We're sinners saved by grace. And if you win any souls, it won't be you. It'd be the Lord in you. He's got to be magnified and glorified. This flesh that we're housed in, this body, is sinful, shameful by nature. It's depraved. And beloved, it's destitute, of course, of good. What good is? It's no good. And it's undone. Man in his very best state is altogether vanity, and there's nothing good in nor about your flesh. The preacher, the greatest preacher, the prince of all preachers, the apostle Paul said, O wretched man that I am. That is fleshly man. O wretched fleshly man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He said, I thank God it's through Christ Jesus our Lord. I will mind the mind of Christ that God gives you when you get saved. He said, you'll serve the law of God, but with your flesh you'll serve the law of sin. Sin is in your members. When I got saved, let me, inside me, I was brand new. The old man died. I was crucified with Christ, and then he got alive in me, transformed me, changed me, put his divine nature in me, and life has never, ever been the same. 47 wonderful years, thank God, and I am what little bit I am, only by the grace of God, and not in me living, but Christ living in me. The life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who ransomed me, redeemed me, and gave me everlasting life. The sheep have it, beloved, and to be one of his sheep, he's a good shepherd, and to become one of his sheep, you've got to be born a second time. That is the Lord from heaven. He's got to get personal, alive in you. He's got to adopt you, beloved. Adoption means a new father. And I've been adopted as well. Thank God I got a brand new Father. Heavenly Father, God Almighty is my Father, and the Lord Jesus is my Savior. Thank God he saved me not in but from sin and gave me without price, without money, a drink out of a well of living water. I've never thirsted again. Now I've been tempted. I'm not saying that. My flesh is corrupt by nature, and I have temptation every day. I'm tempted on every hand. But to thank God, I'm glad I've got the overcomer living inside of me. God in me, Christ. Christ in me, the hope of glory. My desires, believe it or not, like they were before I got saved, I've got new desires, new goals, and want to please Him and do what's right and acceptable in sight. I delight in the inward man. I don't have any confidence in my rotten flesh. It's depraved, it's wretched, it's vile, it's wicked. You turn it loose, you'll see how good you are. There's none good, by the way. There's none righteous. No, not one. The Bible said we all like sheep have gone astray, but the Lord has laid the iniquity must fall upon Him, and by His stripes only can you be healed. He's the healing balm. He's the chief physician, and beloved, He sacrificed Himself that we might have everlasting life. Everlasting means from now on. That doesn't mean on. It didn't take you on terms. That is, as far as if you'll be good and do good and you'll hold on and hold out. Beloved, you can't hold out. You've got to have a hold on you. You've got to be in the hall of His hand. You're a subject to vanity, subject to sin without help. That is, inner help without a spiritual birth taking place in your heart, beloved. You don't have a hope, not so ever. No hope whatsoever of ever getting to heaven. Is your righteousness in your flesh is just like filthy rag in the sight of God Almighty. Your righteousness, He said, except your righteousness exceed that of the Pharisees, He said, you'll in no wise enter the kingdom of God. Now, they were self-righteous. They were righteous within themselves. They were thought to be themselves old, sanctimonious, religious, and knew the law, knew the word of God, and they were a step above everybody else. They failed to realize they were sinners. That's all they were. Just a wretched sinner. That's all. Beloved, they never had experienced the new birth. They didn't know Him. They weren't trusting in God. They were trusting in themselves. They thought they were good and that they were above everybody else and that they were some type of special people because they were Pharisees. But that's all they were. That's the way it is today. Most religions and denominations, beloved, they become a community clubhouse, a playhouse, some place to get together and fill up their bellies and talk and carry on and look like the world, dress like the world, live like the world because they're of the world. They've got a puppet in the pulpit. They've got a blind leader of the blind. Love, he's a hireling, a whooping cheap clothing. He's an educated idiot, I call him. He can talk about the Word of God, but he knows in reality, he knows nothing about it. It's all tongue in cheek, mind and mouth. He has an empty heart. The Bible said, for with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Jesus said, except ye be born again, you can't enter the kingdom of God. You've got to be born of a new nature, divine nature. God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's a spiritual birth. Your first birth that got you in this world was an earthly birth. If you get to heaven, you'll have to have a heavenly birth. He must be born in you. Got to get alive in you. Beloved, it's not with a figment of your imagination, not somewhere easy believism, loving, for with the heart. That means your very soul, the depth of your soul. Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, my spirit doth rejoice, she said, and God my Savior. But beloved, when you get saved, I'll guarantee you'll make a difference in your life. The old man will die, and you'll be a brand new creature. You'll have a complete turnaround, beloved, and you'll be a newness of life. You are dead in trespasses and sin. He must quicken you and make you alive. He's got to operate on your heart. And that's called the operation of faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And how in the world are they going to believe and unheard? How are they going to hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? You see, this is not a profession. It's a calling, beloved. It's a divine calling. God calls the sinners to repentance, and any when they repent, and of course He calls them in, He's become a member of His body. One body, beloved, one head of the body, many members making up the body. But beloved, when you get in this body, you have a place in the body as a member of the body of Christ, and you've got to fulfill your obligation, your responsibility. And He calls some to pastor, calls some to preach, different calls some to teach, different gifts that God gives. But He calls all the minister, the witness, and testify, beloved, to a lost and a dying world. Now, you've got no testimony. You've got no real effective witness to He gets alive in you. He said, ye are my witnesses, beloved, but you can't be a witness of the truth if you're not born of His nature, a divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's a necessity. That's an absolute positive, beloved. You won't get to heaven. I don't care how many times you've been baptized, how many times churches you've joined. I don't care how much belief that you have in the mind and mouth of it. And I always knew who He was before I got saved. My mama told me about Him when I was a little boy. I knew He was the Son of God. I seen Him in my mother. I knew He was the Son of God. I knew He died for my sin. I knew God raised Him from the dead. I knew those things when I heard it. I believed it, but I didn't receive it. I didn't know Him as my personal Savior, but at 23, 23 years old. I finally come around. Thank God prayer caught up with me. I got broken contrite. I surrender my will to the will of God. I called on Him out of my heart. My mouth didn't say anything, brother. I really know how to pray, but He gave me a prayer of repentance, a broke heart and a contrite spirit. I'd sinned enough. I'd carried on enough in my flesh, and I was shameful and sorrowful of myself, brother. And I repented. I turned away from and gave up the old life, brother. I surrendered my will to the will of God, and brother, He heard my feeble cry, like the psalmist said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard his cry, and delivered him out of all his trouble. Hadn't been the same. Praise God, it's been brand new. Yet sweeter, sweeter, sweeter. As the old song says, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I've learned. Brother, you must learn. I've learned to love Him more and more. He's the one I'm looking for. He's the one I'm longing for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Beloved, and it is. If you're saved and you're trying to strive for the mastery, you're trying to contend for the faith, you're trying to press on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, if you're trying to be more like Him, beloved, it just gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and better and better and better. Buddy, I'm telling you, it's wonderful. It's like the light of shining more and more under the perfect day. Beloved, the more you walk in the pathway of duty, thank God for the glory sheds on your way. Beloved, you can be saved and born again and be going to heaven, but you can be out of the will of God. And you can't ever lose your salvation, but you can absolutely will lose your joy. And remember that the joy of the Lord is your strength. No joy, no strength. Beloved, you don't have the joy of the Lord in you. You have no strength to contend, to do anything for the Lord. Is that where you might be able to succeed and win souls, or you might be able to do things according to the will of God. You can't do it, you won't do it, beloved, if you're out of the will of God and if you lost your joy. You are an easy prey, an easy target for sin, beloved, for Satan. And he wants to devour you. If you're saved, he wants to sift you as wheat. He knows he can't do nothing about you. Wheat put in the barn, beloved. Jesus said to Simon, Simon, Satan desired to have you and sift you as wheat. He said, but I prayed the Father for you that won't happen. And when you're strengthened, he said, when you come to get full age, or when you get the power of the Holy Ghost on you, must stand. I want you to feed the strength of your brethren. I want you to feed the flock of God, beloved. And he wants all of his children that's been born again, not of a corrupt seed, but an incorrupt seed, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. He wants you to walk worthy of vocation wherewith you've been called, and lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets you. You might run with patience a race that's set before you, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. And see, when he started, he's going to complete it. You don't have to worry about holding on and holding out. If it was up to us, we'd go straight to hell. Can't save yourself. You can't keep yourself, beloved. Kept by the power of God, saved by the grace of God, and sealed with the Holy Spirit of God unto the day of redemption. What a salvation. What a pure, perfect, complete salvation. The Bible said the Spirit of just men made perfect. He's already perfected, beloved, that it was lacking your soul. If it weren't perfect, he couldn't live. How did it become perfect? You say, well, through the blood. Outside the shedding of the blood, there's no remission, no forgiveness of sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. I see my time just about gone. Write to us, pray for us, and God bless you. It's our prayer in His name. Amen.